weekend time is 7 after the hour. Now you're in for another special treat as a regular part of the Good Day weekend lineup. Phil Lempert is here. Phil's foodsense.org, supermarketnews.org, food industry expert extraordinaire, and his sense, not only food sense, he's got a lot of common sense, which may play into how you approach people buy food, and it's interesting. The first thing you ought not to do is the first thing most people will tell you that they do, and I'm one of those, Phil. I go to the store when I'm hungry.
No, never. Doug, you can't go when you're hungry, tired, full, in a good mood, in a bad mood. None of those things. None of those things. You just have to go with a shopping list. You have to go in not a hurried time, because what survey has shown us is that when you go when you're hungry, you spend about 40% more.
You do 40% more?
40% more.
Woo! Yes. I didn't know that.
And you're
buying,
impulse items. Shopping is an art, especially, and by the way, we're not talking about just saving money here, but we're talking about getting what you really want versus those things that you think might be, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are lots of different ways of measuring that, I suppose. We'll be talking, by the way, today on our hour together with Phil, the supermarket guru. We'll be looking at a new texting feature being offered by Food Pickle. When I saw that, I thought, wow, what a great name, Food
fabulous.
Pickle.
Yeah, fabulous. And it's a fabulous service for people as well.
Right. All right. And then we'll have a gentleman on who has written a book about fruits and vegetables, not the usual approach to the fun facts of fruits and vegetables, but we'll attack that as well. Here's a question from one of our listeners named Kathy. You can send email to me, doug@dougstefan.com. And actually, I don't know, you get phil@supermarketguru.com, right?
Absolutely. You get about 8,000 emails from consumers a week.
8,000?
8,000.
Perfect. All right, now, folks, send him the 8,001 month.
Exactly.
And there we go. This is email number 8,002. Okay. Kathy wants to know whether or not chain grocery stores always present better deals than independent ones. And folks, stand by for Phil's famous yes and no answer.
Exactly. This is a definite yes or no. It really depends on whether or not the independent grocer is part of a larger group.
Like IGA, you mean, that kind of stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. If you go to someone who's an IGA retailer, their prices are going to be pretty close to identical, if not identical, to the chain stores. But if you're just going to Doug and Phil's market and they have to buy through a different kind of wholesaler, you will pay more because there's more of an upcharge.
All right. So you and I are opening our own store. What are we going to feature in our store?
Milk.
Other than milk, ice cream.
but also, it's important to know that a lot of, in the past two and a half years, where the recession has hit, a lot of independent grocers have actually done better than the chains because they know their market, they know their customers, they've got a better relationship with them. It's a better shopping experience for the most part.
All right, let's ratchet this up one more level. Chain grocery stores, when I think of chain grocery stores, I think of Albertsons, I think of a Stop and Shop, Kroger's. But there are a lot of people who buy their food at Costco and Sam's Club. So let's step up like one more level from that question that was just asked. Can you buy things really better if you buy them in bulk? Given the fact that in my mind, because I'm alone, I would never buy that stuff because there'd be too much waste. And one wonders if people figure that. Or is it just, okay, I'm getting a bargain, and you don't think about whether can I use all this stuff or not?
Well, here it comes again. Yes or no. it depends on what you're buying. For example, I'll go to Costco, and I'll buy toothbrushes or razor blades, things that are small that, you can use for 10 years. Food, I'm not, except for meat, and I'll get to that in a second. Food I'm not a big fan of in the bulk sizes, no matter what your family size is, unless you're having a party or you've got a family of 30 people. What we've seen as a phenomenon is a lot of people going group shopping at a lot of these warehouse clubs.
Yeah.
The key to warehouse shopping is not buying the larger size, but buying the multi-packs. So, for example, if you're buying Hunt's ketchup, don't buy the 64-ounce size.
Yeah.
Buy the, you know, 12-ounce, but there's eight of them together wrapped up. And that's the way you're going to save money, because everything does have an expiration date on it. And most people forget that. And most people, if you're buying that, you know, 128 ounces of mustard, it's going to go bad before you use it.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of meat, Costco is one of the best purveyors of meat products. Number one, they do about three times as many federal E. coli inspections than the federal government does.
Really?
So from a safety standpoint, and their quality is better, and their prices are better.
Wow. Costco. Always heard good things about them. Phil Lempert is brought to us by the folks at the Incredible Edible Egg Forum, America's Egg Farmers. Phil has an egg every day. I've got my little dairy store that sells organic eggs, and I'm getting on the bandwagon as well. They're so inexpensive. That's one of the things. When you're looking for something that's good, you always like the fact that it's inexpensive. Good for you and inexpensive is a great combo.
Absolutely. And you're talking about inexpensive. We're talking about about 15 cents per egg, number one. It's only about 70 calories. It's one of the most affordable sources that you can get for high-quality protein, big nutrients, and also what I do besides an egg in the morning, I have a hard-boiled egg in the afternoon, that afternoon pick-me-up that a lot of people might have a candy bar at, or, you know, a latte or things like that. I just take a hard-boiled egg, a little salt on it, and I am set for the day. And, you know, it's the Incredible Edible Egg.
The Incredible Edible Egg. In a moment, we're going to meet Merrill Stubbs, who is from Food Pickle. They have some texting features that will help you a lot for your holiday shopping. That story coming right up here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Did you know that over time, high cholesterol can contribute to plaque buildup in arteries? But when diet and exercise alone aren't enough, adding prescription Crestor rosuvastatin calcium helps manage cholesterol in adults. And Crestor is proven to slow plaque buildup in arteries as part of a treatment plan to lower cholesterol to goal.
And now there's another great reason to learn about Crestor. It has the lowest average monthly copay of any brand name statin on most insurance plans. Individual costs may vary. Crestor is not right for everyone, like people with liver disease or women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests will check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medicines you are taking, or if you have muscle pain or weakness. That could be a sign of serious side effects.
See our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-800-CRESTOR or visit Crestor.com, where you can also get a free trial offer. Then talk to your doctor about Crestor. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
16 past the hour, 800-510-8255. Coming up later in the hour, Phil's famous question and answer session. He asks the question, you have the answer. Well, hopefully you'll have the answer. You got to pay attention to what we're talking about, and we'll go from there. Merrill Stubbs, Phil, is with us.
Even before we go to Merrill, we were just talking about something on the break that I want to share with our audience.
How difficult I am to work with?
No, not at all. But how it's so important, especially when it comes to food, especially when it comes to health issues, nutrition, and so on, that people be upfront, honest and say it like it is.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's so many people, and again, I'm just talking about food and health for a second, folks, so bear with me, that people always couch the stuff. You know, we've talked before about, you know, high fructose corn syrup changing its name to corn sugar, you know, so that people won't really know what it is. And,
it's like
and
a government program, the Patriot Act.
Exactly. You know, all these things.
The Food Safety Enhancement Act.
Yeah, if we could just pull back the curtain. In fact, Food Marketing Institute, the big supermarket trade association, this past week announced that they're, you know, starting another food safety, I forgot even what it's called, laboratory or something. Well, they've had for about 20 years something called Fight Back, which is a food safety initiative that hasn't worked. So, you know.
It's kind of like the war against drugs.
Exactly. So, you know, if we are just upfront, honest, tell it like it is, yes, we're going to ruffle some feathers, but the basic problem is we look at obesity and diabetes. We know that people aren't eating well. We couch it in this five-a-day program, this program, this program. But let's move everything else. We're still getting fatter. We're still getting earlier onset diabetes. Mm-hmm. Maybe what we need to do is be a little upfront, blunt, scare people, and then maybe we can reverse this stuff. So sorry about the rant. But,
no, it's fine. You know, I think that more people sometimes when you scare them, that does do something to wake them up. Now, let's see about Meryl Stubbs, who is the co-founder of Food Pickle. Meryl, you're welcome here. We're happy to have you on the air. It looks like you have some interesting news.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for having me. So our news, we launched Food Pickle a couple of months ago, which is
Tell us about Food Pickle. What is that?
Well, it is the first real-time food Q&A online. And now the news that I have is that it's no longer just online. So before, you could ask any food question, any cooking question, you know, that you might have on our site, which is actually called food52.com, and Food Pickle lives on that site. So you could ask a question on the site, or you could tweet a question at Food Pickle on Twitter, and the question would be broadcast out to our entire audience of passionate, informed food people, and you get either a direct message from Twitter or you'd get an email the minute you get an answer, and we'd keep sending you messages. But now the great thing is you can actually text your questions. So anyone with a phone who's, you know, in a pickle, can text.
I like that. I like that.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a question, Meryl. So you ask a question, and it goes out to your universe, if you would.
Yep.
But is there anybody monitoring it to make sure you get the right answer? Because one of the problems that I've got, and I know Doug has a similar issue with food information or health information on the internet, is you don't know who's answering it. You don't know if it's true or not. You don't know if somebody is trying to sell you something.
Exactly. That's a very good point. And we built Food Pickle with that very sort of problem in mind. So first of all, it is monitored by us at Food 52. We keep an eye on things. And if any answer seems inappropriate or, you know, just downright wrong, we will weigh in or get rid of it. But actually we built in a system for rating so that when an answer comes in, our users can say whether they like that answer, whether they think it's a useful, truthful answer. And the answers that get the most likes rise to the top. So people going through and reading the answers to questions can sort of see which of the answers were actually given most support by, you know, by the public at large.
Huh. Yeah, this is a very interesting way. I'd like to know how we'd find this if you were Googling, looking for food info. Would Food Pickle come up? Well, let's find out. Meryl Stubbs is here, one of the people who is the brains behind, and the name itself is enough to tickle. You're a pickle. It's Food Pickle we're focused on. 21 after the Good Day Weekend program, Phil Leppard is here.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Girls like to have lunch, boys and girls like to have... Here we went, I just did the same thing. Phil and I went to foodpickle.com, which brought us Meryl Stubbs to Food 52. And this is the real-time Q&A place on the web. I'm looking to see some of the questions here. Sweet potato tortilla hash. Saw it on a menu. Intrigued, have sweet potatoes and fresh corn tortillas, but where do you go from there? Who comes up with the answer?
Well, no, right
there's
here.
Three different answers.
No, in the right hand side, Doug, there's a food pickle thing, and here's someone, Maria P. said, "I'm driving 7 hours to get to Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to talk more about Thanksgiving in a minute, and we'll be there 1 week in advance. Is there anything I can make in my own kitchen, or at least start that I can take with me? I don't want to be a nuisance to the hostess by asking to use her kitchen. I'm tired of just bringing wine or chocolate." Well, Maria, you can bring us wine and chocolate. Any ideas? It doesn't have to be traditional, but it should be seasonal, and it could be anything, dessert, side, appetizer. And what you have is you have eight people who then offer different suggestions and different recipes.
Here's one of them. Paul Joseph says, "My aunt always brings this when she visits, ginger, lime, and cashew pepper fry." Good God, what in the hell?
I would not want a ginger lime.
Paul Joseph actually lives in India, so.
Oh, okay. All right, well, there you go.
He tends to have slightly different traditional dishes.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting? You do get, that's the internet has broken down all the walls, all the barriers.
It's true.
And it does show us that we all can get along. There's a great lesson in this, not necessarily just for our conversation here, but in general, as we have a smaller world to live in. And getting along is more important. What better way to share friendship than over food?
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. It's the most social thing there is.
Yeah. Yep. It's very cool.
So can I plug our new text number so that people can text their questions in for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Okay. So our number is 803-380-FOOD, and that's 3663 for those of you who don't have the letters on your phone.
You can't figure it out. 803-308-3663.
It's actually 803-380-3663.
There's an echo in here. I think I said that, but that's okay. Good to underscore it.
I don't know about you. Are you a texter? I am a huge emailer. I live on my BlackBerry, but I am not a texter at all. Are you?
Huh.
All right.
I personally am. I don't know about.
I'm getting dangerous with it. The thing is that I'm a former English teacher, and it bugs me to be using these abbreviations instead of the real English, the real composite, if you will. All right. So, what else do people find at Food Pickle? This is something that isn't just about advice. What else is good there for people in terms of general usage?
You mean Food 52
itself? Or Food
52,
sorry, yes.
So Food 52 is an online community for people who love food. And my partner, Amanda Hesser, and I started this about a year ago. And actually, we launched it with a very simple concept, which was to hold recipe contests every week, because our belief is that there are more and more great home cooks out there and people who really know a lot about food. So we started out by naming a theme each week. So, for example, you know, your best roast chicken or your best chocolate cookie. And we would accept submissions from anyone who wanted to, you know, upload a recipe. And we, as former food editors, we both have worked in food journalism for over 10 years as journalists and editors at the New York Times, among other publications. So we sort of applied our eyes as food experts to all the recipes. We read through them all, and then we pick the ones that we think sound most promising to test. And we send them into our test kitchen, and then we come up with the two best recipes for each theme, in our opinion. And we post those two finalists, and then the crowd votes on which one they think should be the winner. And then the winner goes into a cookbook. We actually bootstrapped the site with a cookbook deal with HarperCollins. Uh-huh. And so each week, each of the 52 weeks of the year, we have a winner, a winning recipe, and it slowly builds a cookbook over the course of 52 weeks. And it'll come out. Actually, our first book comes out this June.
All right. I'm looking at your site on the videos, and I see A&M. Are you the blonde or the brunette?
I'm the blonde.
The blonde. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful? Now you can find this. No, people will recognize you all around the world now just from having seen these videos. Everybody's doing video. Everybody is into this sort of thing.
It's true, yeah.
So practical.
It's a great new form of finding friends and
right. It's community. It really
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what better way to share community than again with food? It's kind of a neat thing. So we congratulate you. It's Food 52 and the subtext, I guess, Food Pickle. Find some of the information out there. If you need help, this is a good way to get, especially in light of all the questions that will come up over the next couple of weeks preparing for Thanksgiving. Meryl, nice to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much. Nice to meet you, too.
You're welcome. Phil and Doug continue with 29 After and Good Day Weekend.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first, and choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome to the weekend. The weekend is here, and expectedly you have time, hopefully set aside, to take advantage of the information that Phil Lempert has gathered on his various websites as the food industry expert. Check out any number of his websites, supermarketnews.com, foodisland.com, Phil's Supermarket.
Not Food Island.
What is it?
It's there's philsupermarket.com, which is our virtual supermarket on Second Life.
Yeah.
Then we've got factsfiguresinthefuture.com. Then we've got foodnutritionscience.com. Then we've got supermarketguru.com. But what you can do is just go to supermarketguru.com.
Where did I get Food Island? How did that get into my mind?
I have no idea. But that's why you need to start drinking coffee in the morning. Including Good Day.
Yeah.
That's Stefan's Good Day. You can access right from our website.
We could do a good way. We could do a Good Day coffee. Somebody tried to get me to do that at one point in time, and it was kind of silly because I don't drink coffee, so how am I going to plug it on the air?
Don Imus, actually, he and his brother have a food company.
Yes.
And they actually have a fabulous coffee. It's a very low-acid coffee.
Yeah.
And it's a terrific product. I love their food product.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm sure that we're worried about whether Imus is going to get his next meal okay, so it's a good way to help him out. You want to see Imus eat again? Then check out his food. What is it? Is it a part of, if you go to Imus.com or whatever it is, that how you find it?
I'm trying to remember the name of, I think it's just Imus Brothers or something.
Imus Brothers?
I'm not sure. But again, keep in mind his roots. His fame came from food.
Yes.
1,200 hamburgers to go.
Yeah.
That's what made Don Imus famous, wealthy, powerful, and probably more cranky.
He started that in Cleveland, I think, didn't he?
Yes.
Before he came to New York. Yeah. All right. Phil and I, interested. And actually, oftentimes we will ask you questions about the content of the program. I have a more interesting idea at the moment, or you'd be the judge of whether it's more interesting or not, for a fascinating Phil food pack or gift pack. Your answer to the following question: what is the most popular energy drink? Monster, Rockstar, or Red Bull?
It's just so easy. That's a lame question. That is such a lame question.
Well, you want me to ask a better question?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the most popular fall filling for pies?
Another lame question. these are
okay, here we go.
Questions.
Well, according to surveys, what airline serves the best food?
That's a good question.
All right.
I like that.
Okay.
I think I know the answer, though.
Yeah, because you and I both fly on it. All right? Surprisingly.
Oh, no, and now is this domestic or international?
This is domestic.
Ah, okay. Okay.
All right. According to surveys, which domestic? Thank you for clarifying that. You think it's still a good question?
No, it's lame, but lame. I have an interesting story.
Good. Go ahead.
Ask the question, open up the phones, and I'll tell you my airline.
800-510-8255. Okay. What airline in terms of domestic airlines, according to surveys, has served the best meal? Now, you know all of the domestic airlines, right? Whether I do it alphabetically or not, go backwards, forwards. We have United.
Southwest, United, America.
Southwest doesn't serve any food, neither does AirTran. The only thing, did you see the story on AirTran this week? Actually, the story is a month or so old about kids carrying a little turtle on the plane.
I thought you couldn't buy turtles anymore. They were illegal to sell.
No, you can buy a little turtles. This family went from Milwaukee on a vacation to Atlanta, and the kids bought a little turtle and were bringing it back to Milwaukee when the kids had it out in the plane. The flight attendant saw it and says, "Oh, you can't carry that on a plane." And they were on the runway. What did it take off? They went back to the gate. The stewardess took the turtle from the kids and brought it in and threw it in the rubbish.
Oh, my God.
And the kids were horrified. Plane takes off, goes to Milwaukee, and the kids then, this somehow becomes public and viral. The fellow who runs the disposal department or whatever at Hartsfield in Atlanta goes, finds out where the dumpster is, where the trash from this particular part of the airport is dumped, goes through the dumpster, finds the turtle still alive, goes back to the company. The company says, "Oh, my God, we made a terrible mistake." So they ship the turtle back to Milwaukee and look stupid, but at least they're trying to recover somewhat from having done that. So...
Did they put the turtle in first class? I hope so.
All right. So anyway, the airlines, the normal airlines are Delta and United and American and U.S. Airways, Hawaiian is a sort of domestic carrier, right? Who am I leaving out? I must be leaving somebody out. There have been mergers, though. Continental and United are the same anymore. So according to surveys, which of those airlines serves the best, and Phil says a lame question, maybe it is. But still, we want an answer. 800-510-8255. Right answer gets a food pack from Phil. Robert is Alpena. Is it Alpena or Alpina, Michigan?
Alpena.
Alpena. What do you think the answer is?
You didn't mention them, but I guess Southwest.
Southwest doesn't serve food. I did mention them. I said they don't. AirTran doesn't serve any food. Peanuts, that's it.
Yeah.
They don't serve this area that I'm in, but that was my guess.
Okay.
But Southwest is a great airline.
Southwest is okay.
Even without the food.
Yeah, right. If you get there early, it's fine. Here is it Lena or Tina in Long Beach? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
I'm Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hey, Tina.
All right, so Tina, what do you think? Which airline do you think, according to surveys, serves the best meal?
I would say American Airlines.
You would. Why would you say that?
Well, because they're very popular.
Yeah.
I fly on them very frequently.
Yeah.
And they have good customer service all the way around.
You don't work for American, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
First class or coach for the food, Tina?
Coach. I don't make enough money to fly first class, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, if you fly a lot, you can get, like, the free upgrades and things like that.
Right. What do you think, Phil and I pay for first class? We do that. That's what we do. We use our miles and stamps and stuff and get upgraded.
Stamps?
Well, you know, they have the...
walk into an airline and you have, like, 44-cent stamps. You know, and you say, okay, here's $300 for a cross-country, and I've got, like, 5 sheets of stamps.
Right, we have stamps here. No, there's the meal.
That's why they upgrade you. They just... don't want to deal with me.
Exactly. All right. So you're right, Tina. So, Phil, tell the lady what she's won.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a Supermarket Guru canvas tote bag. We'll give you a copy of my latest book. We'll give you a DVD of Food Sense, you know, the one-hour public television special that's airing now. And we'll load up the rest of the bag with all kinds of cool food for you.
All right, Tina.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that a good deal? And we're going to get your address. Hold on just a second. Michael, get your address. and we'll take good care of that. All right, so that was a lame question. What's your story?
My story is I was on Varig Airlines probably about 2 or 3 years ago. I had to give a speech down in Brazil.
Brazilian
Airlines. And because it was a speech and so on, fortunately, they flew me first class.
Right.
And I'd never been on Varig before. And the interesting thing is, it was a 767. There is one row in first class. There's two seats, and two seats. So there's 6 seats total across one row. And it had its own espresso machine.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Love that.
One espresso machine. And then what happened is you get the menu. It's like a phone book. And it has just unbelievable food. And I looked at it and I said, how could you do this? How could you afford to do this for 6 people? And it was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And then when I went to New Zealand a couple months ago, I've got to tell you, the airline was great. The people were great. The food was horrible.
Air New Zealand?
The coffee was the worst coffee I ever had in my life.
Yeah. Was it Air New Zealand?
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that. The Asian airlines are supposed to be really good.
That's where I thought you were going with the question. Yeah. Singapore Airlines has the best food.
Right.
And Korean Air actually has remarkable food as well.
Hmm. Oh, so there you go, folks. Now I've got all the advice you need as far as food on airplanes.
Don't forget, you know, you go from like New York or L.A. to...
All right. We'll fix that. Stand by. We continue with the supermarket guru, who will sound much better than that, I guarantee, when we come back. We're going to meet David Goldbeck, who has written a book called The ABCs of Fruits and Vegetables and Beyond. Some very delicious points of view on food and facts and fun, the kind of stuff that you'd like to have as a stocking stuffer for Christmas. 17 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
After age 21, young adults with disabilities age out of the services and supports provided by law through the school system. As a result, families are faced with concerns about their adult child's immediate needs for employment, housing, independence, health care, and financial security. Patricia Wright is Director of Autism Services for Easter Seals, a nonprofit offering services to people with disabilities.
Parents of adult children with developmental disabilities are really struggling with concerns that impact every aspect of their lives, especially when it comes to their financial well-being and independence. They are particularly fearful about what will happen to their son or daughter with a disability when they are no longer able to care for them, yet have done little to prepare for that time. Easter Seals is working to raise awareness of and advocate for the lifelong services families desperately need.
For more information from Easter Seals' new study about parents of adult children with disabilities, visit easterseals.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
And this is the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Doug is here with Dr. Phil Lambert. He's a doctor in expert information on food and everything ancillary to food. We have with us now David Goldbeck, who is the author of The ABCs of Fruits and Vegetables and Beyond. That we could take that any number of ways, David. We're taking it to mean you're talking about the things that you ingest, correct?
Correct.
All right, good to have you here.
Thank you.
You get interested? What's your story, the story behind the story of you and your interest in food?
Well, for the last almost 40 years now, my wife and nutritionist partner, Nikki Goldbeck, have been writing food books to aid consumers in improving their nutritional status. And I'm happy to say we're still writing them. And, of course, the issue of fruit and vegetable consumption looms large in the problems of the American diet. The CDC says 67 million people in America are overweight. And as lots of people know today, that overweight leads to lots of illness, you know, particularly diabetes. And so all of our books kind of attack problems that we see. We once wrote a book on how to have a good breakfast, and we've written a big natural foods cookbooks, vegetarian cookbooks. And I began to think about the problems of fruits and vegetables and how this whole joke, this national joke about eat your vegetables, could be countered. And that's the genesis of this book.
So under the circumstances, what we've got here is an approach. This is, again, this is becoming the national subject, and one wonders why more people aren't getting it. Instead of having a decrease in obesity, as you would think with all the discussion, we have an increase in obesity. And when you get to fruits and vegetables, people say, I don't want to eat my fruits and vegetables. So then how do we get around that?
Well, my approach...
I think what David is doing is just so important, because we have spent, it's estimated, about $70 million on the five-a-day program. So you see all these posters that say, eat, you know, five servings a day. Now it's nine servings a day of fruits and vegetables. We've spent a gazillion dollars on it, and it has not increased consumption. So what we need is David, Nikki, books like this to really empower kids to do it, because just throwing money in advertising and so on obviously doesn't work. Would you agree with that, David?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate that. Well, my notion is the fact that we're kind of asking people who are bad practitioners to teach good practice, to kids. And there are a lot of parents that just don't like vegetables, and they pass those ideas on. Or if they want to get kids to eat better, they really don't know how to do it. So I came up with the idea of making babies' first words, their ABCs, the names of fruits and vegetables. I mean, it's a very, very simple and almost silly idea. But if you think about it, any child can, learn, B is for ball and C is for cat. But if you know that, a child learns A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for carrot, and then all of a sudden they see the apple, they see the banana, they see the carrot, they have a relationship with it from day one. And I know from my experience now, because this book has been out for a couple of years, that this very, very simple approach, seems to be working. And so instead of
first baby words being mama, they say mango?
Well, it's very close.
Okay.
That'll probably be dada and mama. I don't think are going to be replaced.
Okay.
But as far as the ABCs are concerned, there's no reason why we can't shift them to fruits and vegetables. You accomplish the same purpose. Kids learn the alphabet, but at the same time, they develop a familiarity, with these very, very important foods, the ingestion of vegetables and fruits, which can totally change, somebody's future health status.
So what's go ahead.
Sorry.
No, please.
So the book has been out. What kind of feedback are you getting from parents or from kids? I mean, is this approach actually working?
Well, the feedback I see, of course, professional reviewers have liked it a lot, nutritionists.
Yeah, but I'm talking about moms and kids.
Well, the thing that I have seen is the adoption of the book by large programs, educational programs throughout the United States. And then people have said to me, my child drags this book around with them wherever they go. It's their favorite book. In one case, the person had to replace the book because the book, fell in the toilet or something. And the child was inconsolate without the book. Now, I mean, these are anecdotal. I'm not going to make up some big thing. But I do know we're in a fourth printing with this book. And we have programs buying 500 and 750 at a time. These books have to get vetted, by these educational programs, state programs, college programs. And that, to me, is really very, very important.
What is the fruit for the letter X?
Ah, it's really a funny story. I decided if I can find X for this book, I would do the book. And doing my research, as Phil knows, you come up with some wonderful things. And we found a tropical fruit called Zimania. And Zimania is spelled with an X, the way the Spanish people pronounce X's as Z's. And it's Z-E-M-E-N-I-A. And Zimania is actually a tropical fruit. It's nothing that you would find in the supermarket, but it did make it possible, number one, to do the book,
right,
to introduce the letter X, and to teach kids more the idea that there are tropical fruits that are not just supermarket fruits and vegetables. And then what we haven't talked about is that the second part of the book is what most people would call activities.
All right, so hold on to that thought. We'll talk about the second part of the book and find out what fruit or vegetable starts with the letter D. That's like Mr. Rogers here on Good Day.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Directed.
We're talking about veggies and fruits, the ABCs of fruits and vegetables, a book written by former school teacher David Goldbeck and his wife Nikki. They have written 9 food-related books over the last 3 decades. They are into this, they are on top of it, and they correctly understand that children don't want to be about their vegetables. It doesn't
and
work.
Also, Doug, I think what's important, too, if you look at the trend over the past couple of years, and David, I'd like you to weigh in on this as well, I am vehemently against these books that say hide the fruits and vegetables in other foods. That is wrong. If you want to empower kids to really make vegetables part of their lives, it's not about grinding up broccoli and hiding it in ice cream.
Right. There's no good lesson in that.
No, there really isn't. And these people, you know, Seinfeld's wife, Jessica Seinfeld, wrote this book, New York Times bestseller, whatever else, all, you know, about doing this. And then they also found out that half the book, you know, she stole from somebody else.
Yeah, right. Great.
Well, that's the problem with cookbooks. They're very easy to borrow from.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's get to second part of your book, David. We've gone through the first part, the taking of each letter in the alphabet, assigning a fruit or a vegetable to it. So what happens in the second part?
Well, the second part reinforces the first part, and it's a very unusual book that it does have 2 parts to it, and they are really for different audiences. The first part, as I said, is for kids just learning to read, and the second part goes on, and that's why it's called the ABCs of Fruits and Vegetables and Beyond. And you'll find things like recipes. You talked about dates. Where do dates come from? Recipes for dates, a joke with a date. My partner, the guy who wrote the poems at the beginning of the book, Steve Charney, is a child's entertainer, and he's got all these silly jokes. So we mined his silly joke department and use them. So what happens is the child becomes, I think one of you just said that, becomes like a mini expert. And then I think the tables get turned, and the child then says to the parent, you know, walks through the supermarket and recognizes the picture of the date or the broccoli or the Brussels sprout or whatever it is, because the book is completely illustrated with photographs of all these fruits and vegetables, and the tables get turned, and the child then points to them and says broccoli. Well, now they say broccoli, they've you know, hooked into the broccoli, and the parent can go along with it, and the child now is on board. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple point of view.
Yep, it's very cool. The ABCs of Fruits and Vegetables and Beyond, David Goldbeck here with us. Thank you, David. Good luck with this. This is a good idea for people looking for Christmas, the stocking stuffers for children. This is a good thing for adults and children as well. David, thank you for joining Phil and me here on Good Day Weekend. Speaking of the holidays, Thanksgiving holiday is less than 2 weeks away, and so people are preparing now, buying some of the things, and you've done some research, Phil, on the realities of Thanksgiving this year.
Thanksgiving this year is going to be more expensive than ever. Wholesale price of Tom turkeys are up 33%. Canned pumpkin is up 6%. There's been, you know, the crops of pumpkins the past 2 years have been horrible. Pecans are up 40%. That's because China has fallen in love with U.S. pecans. It's amazing. Now, the good news is fruits and vegetables are actually down in price, somewhere between 10 and 20%, depending on the crop. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing is this year you're going to get less turkey, a lot more fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And it's a great idea for people, too, even just to build on what David was saying. Instead of just making the sweet potato and, you know, carrots or whatever else, why not make, you know, a plethora of vegetables? Different colored potatoes and vegetables have 6-8 different sides for Thanksgiving turkey, and that way people eat more of the vegetables and less of the turkey, so, you know, you won't go broke feeding your family.
And if you don't eat too much turkey, you won't fall asleep after the meal.
Exactly, because of that tryptophan kicking in.
Gets right to you. David Goldbeck's website, by the way, is healthyhighway.com. Phil has reviewed ice cream at Starbucks. Thumbs up, down, sideways?
Well, sideways.
The size.
You know,
yes,
they have a limited edition now peppermint mocha ice cream. Yeah. Took off the lid. Great aroma. Put it on my tongue. Great flavor for about 5 seconds, and then the flavor just dissipates. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand how they blew it, because the formula is good. You know, Starbucks is trying to do everything they can, you know, to keep on growing, and they're having a lot of problems.
Right. Yeah, well, they've had the problem of overexposure sometimes. It didn't work that way for McDonald's, and it hasn't seemed to work that way for Dunkin' Donuts, but for some reason or other, it's worked that way for Starbucks. Maybe it just got too expensive. Check out Phil's wonderful food sites, philsfoodsense.org. Don't forget that show, the PBS show on breakfast. There are three specials coming up. This one is actually airing now at PBS stations around the country. So check that out, supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com, all there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Phil Lippert.